Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Smiley. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive beyond second. Gantner can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mack scores. Knobloch moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Knobloch moves to third. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Navarro covering, for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to second. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer scores. Gantner moves to third. Listach moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Listach moves to third. Molitor moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Listach tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-1, Brewers. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush, who is chasing the ball. Stubbs reaches third base with a triple. Hamilton scores. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Brewers. Tom Eden's now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive off the glove of Pagliarulo, and into shallow left field. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Stubbs scores. It's 7-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Listach hits a line drive for a triple. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to home to get Listach. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hamilton. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Hamilton steals second. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yount strikes out. 1 out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Stubbs strikes out. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Harper to Gagne, and Vaughn is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Listach hits a line drive beyond third. Pagliarulo can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Listach moves to third. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Listach scores. Molitor scores. It's 9-1, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hamilton moves to second. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Hamilton scores. Surhoff goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton now playing center field. Dante Bichette now playing right field. William Suero now playing second base. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Donnie Hill now playing second base. Lenny Webster now catching. Scott Leo's now playing shortstop. Tim McIntosh batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McIntosh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive towards short. Leos reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. William Suero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Suero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim McIntosh now playing first base. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bichette. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Jarvis Brown pinch runs for Kirby Puckett. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jarvis Brown now playing center field. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Listach is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Listach strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McIntosh scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pagliarulo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing first base. Gene Larkin now playing right field. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bichette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Henry now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Leos batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jarvis Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. McIntosh scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.